This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Hello. Right, this is Kissel. I want you to put a hairpiece on a fella I got working for me. I own a nice big store, and I got some kid I took off the street, but he looks so silly. I told him, why don't you get one of them hairpieces on? But he gets pretty offended because he don't speak English too good.
Well, sure, we can fix him up.
I met him on the street. He was picking daisies and whatnot. I said, hey, you want a job? I'll give you a job. And he said, I don't know what he said, truthfully. I can't understand him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but what he needs a good hairstyle, because I don't know. Something about his appearance.
What do you want to...
Why, his name is Pico or something like that.
Pico?
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah,
this is Pico.
Yeah, Pico.
He wants to make me get a hair on top of my head because so he don't like my hair the way it is now.
Well, that's good. We can fix you up. I have one.
Okay, how does it go? What did you do? The plugs or something like that?
No. I got fix you up with a nice hairpiece.
Okay, that sounds good. I put it on top of my head because I don't... What do you do? How do you do it?
Well, you got this... tape, and you just stick it up there, and it stays there.
And what, I tape this piece of hair, I tape it on the back of my neck, or how does it go?
No, you tape it on the hair piece, and it sticks on your head.
Hold on, you talk...
Hey, why don't you get off the gut? Yeah, go back to work. Go, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what, you know, I wanted to get a hairpiece, but I don't really appreciate you speaking...
I was trying to explain something to him, he's trying to tell me...
Get away from me. I don't appreciate you trying to take my business away speaking to the guy like this. Because, you know, he got to get to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because... get back! Go to work!
Who the hell are you?
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
If it ain't one thing, it's another. In the middle of the night when you come home, the bread things are all dry and scratchy. The mean things where the cats ate through the paper. The soft little things on the floor that you step on, they can all be dangerous. Sometimes the milk can hurt you if you put it on your cereal before you smell the plastic container. And the stuff in the strainer has a mind of its own. So be very careful in the dangerous kitchen when the nighttime has fallen and the roaches are crowding. In the kitchen of danger, you can feel like a stranger. The bananas are black, they got flies in the back, and also the chicken. In the dish with the foil, where the cream is all clabbered, and the salad is frightful, your return in the evening can be less than delightful. You must walk very careful, you must not lean against it. It can get in your clothing, it can follow you in. As you walk to the bedroom and you take all your clothes off, while you're sleeping it crawls off, it gets in your bed. It could get on your face then, it could eat your complexion. You could die from the danger of the dangerous kitchen. Who the fuck wants to clean it? It's disgusting and dirty. The sponge in the drainer is stinky and squirty. If you squeeze it when you wipe up, what you get on your hands then could unbalance your glands and make you blind or whatever in the dangerous kitchen. At my house
stayed with me. Do you think that myself losing my mind, knowing how badly I need her. It's something hard to find. Ah, if she came to me, would she be kind? Stayed with me, do you think that she'd like to do anything I would, or would she leave me? If I could have her tonight, does she want to go look at those eyes? Does she want to? If I could have her tonight, if I could have her tonight, if I could have her
ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. I know they're stolen, but I don't be bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Baby,
my love on all across the tracks. And she began a man a wail and said, I must admit they had a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go by that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they had a jubilee. Them Georgia folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking homebrew from a wooden cup. The folks are dancing, they got all shook up. I started playing that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, don't get to hear them play a tango. And in the mood they take a mambo. It's way too early for the congo. So keep a rocking that piano. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got a black beat, you can't blues it. Any old time you use it,
Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
two, one, two, three, four.
Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
still because she was dead. And I still stand before you, a head over heels. And I think I know how that dead gorilla feels. And I stand. Attention. I'm to protect their queen. In the hipster stands in an awkward pose, trying to make the scene. And I stand before you, a beaten and tired man.
Take the last precaution, never ever see this.